So the way has been cleared for new legislation which would allow asylum seekers who arrive via the north to be returned to the UK. The Taoiseach has said there was a legitimate expectation that under a post-Brexit agreement this would happen. However, the British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, has been equally adamant that they wouldn't be taking people back. We're not, he said, going to accept returns from the EU via Ireland when the EU doesn't accept returns back to France. The diplomatic row comes against the backdrop of the UK's plan to process asylum applications in Rwanda. This morning, it's being reported that a failed asylum seeker has gone to Rwanda. However, this is under a separate arrangement to the forced return scheme. Dominic Grieve is a former Conservative MP and British Attorney General. He's been giving me his assessment of the current standoff.
It seems to me that both countries are facing a common problem. But as so often happens, there is a tendency to try to pass responsibility onto the other, whereas I think what we need is a bit more cooperation. I can understand why the Irish government may be concerned about the arrival of people claiming asylum through Northern Ireland, although that has always been a possibility for quite a long time, and I think has been also happening in the past. And it's very difficult to understand whether the scale of what is now happening is considerable or not. What is clear is that because the EU doesn't have any sort of return agreement with the United Kingdom, it's going to be very difficult for any British Prime Minister to operate a system by which people could be accepted as being returned from Ireland to the United Kingdom. And of course, even if that were to happen, there's absolutely nothing to prevent them going back to Northern Ireland and crossing the border again a few days later.
In one way, this row seems to have blown up out of nowhere, but should this issue have been foreseen?
Yeah, I think it's foreseeable that throughout Europe, and not just the common travel area that we have, there is a common problem with the scale of both immigration and also asylum seeking. And this, of course, is now causing quite a lot of political problems. Massive political problems for Mr. Sunak. But of course, as we now know, particularly following the riot in Dublin, there is considerable anxiety at Irish government level and within Irish society about what has been happening there. So, yes, I think it can be said that this is should have been foreseen. But the question isn't its foreseeability, but whether, in fact, there's a will on all sides. And I think it actually goes wider than the United Kingdom and the Irish government to try to do something to have a common policy approach. And at the moment, the difficulty is that for all sorts of reasons, neither the EU, nor Ireland, nor the United Kingdom seem really to be in a position to try and cooperate to achieve that.
Does Mr. Sunak have a point then when he questions why Britain should take asylum seekers back when France hasn't been prepared to do the same?
Yes, he has. And I think that is obviously the centrality of his what he was saying. We've been receiving large quantities of asylum seekers who should, under the rules, have been claiming asylum in France, although in fairness to the French, they should probably have been claiming asylum in Greece or claiming asylum in Italy. The reality is that asylum seekers move towards the countries which they think are most likely to be welcoming and where they're most likely to be able to remain. And this has been a pattern of movement, and I'm afraid that different European countries tend to try to play that to their own advantage and are not unhappy to see people move on to a neighbouring country, thus removing the burden on them to deal with it.
Given the political pressure on Rishi Sunak, how do you see this being resolved?
Well, I think in the short to medium term, I don't see this as being resolved at all. It would be a disaster, I think, for both our countries if the common travel area were to come to an end. And in any case, the common travel area is, of course, in terms of the Northern Ireland border, absolutely entrenched in the Good Friday Belfast Agreement. So both countries are saddled with the fact that for very good reasons, there is going to be such an open border. I think that what is required is a much greater level of cooperation, which ultimately is going to involve bringing other European countries and the EU institutions into the dialogue. That's going to be very difficult for the UK government before the next election. And I rather suspect that because of the Irish government's concerns, and indeed the fact that an election is coming up in the not too distant future, it's going to be very difficult for the Irish government as well.
The departure of one asylum seeker for Rwanda is in the news this morning. Now, we know that's under a separate voluntary scheme, but do you believe that in the near future asylum seekers will be sent from Britain to Rwanda?
I think it's possible that in view of the progress which the legislation has made and the government's determination, they will succeed before the end of the summer in getting a very small number of asylum seekers removed involuntarily to Rwanda. But whether that actually is going to make the smallest difference to the attraction of the United Kingdom and the willingness of people to cross the channel in boats is, I think, a very open question.
And that was former British Attorney General Dominic Grieve.